in the yard.
Well, what like? That's great. What like? Of course, they use the free emergence now to control all those grasses, you know, in the cotton. And actually, they have a herbicide now that will control the buckbird. No hoeing, you know, no hoeing anymore in cotton.
If we talk about the place where the cotton and corn grow, so the cotton is grown in a...
The cotton field is...
And tobacco would be grown in a...
Tobacco patch. Usually. Here, we didn't have any tobacco fields here, but just, they grow their tobacco for their own use. Years ago.
Other kinds of things would you grow in a patch besides tobacco?
Well, ordinarily, a tobacco patch is being tied in with your garden or your truck patch. Then you grow your vegetables there, all kinds of vegetables. It's usually grown in the garden. And, it all usually was tied in together there at one place, pretty close to the house. That's where it'd be handed to the, together with the vegetables and all.
Now, if you grew other things out there in the field besides cotton, what kind of things would you grow there in the field?
Corn was primarily cotton and corn. Of course, you grow peanuts for your family use there. Yeah. But in the market, it's much for anything else, really, cotton and corn.
So we'll talk about different kinds of enclosures for the yards and the gardens, kinds of fences. What kinds would you say you might have put around?
Well, the fences around the gardens was, everybody had chickens. And you'd have to fence the gardens to keep the chickens and the rabbits out. And they'd use this little three-inch mesh garden wire. Described, and I think that's the way it was shipped at garden wire. About 2 inches between the meshes. And very bold wire.
If you used a wooden fence.
Yeah, that was paling.
What do you call the kind of fence that can end the cattle?
Barbed wire.
I discovered something recently that there's so many different hundred varieties of barbed wire.
Yeah.
It's really amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, particularly in the old Wild West.
Yeah.
People knew those very, very definitely, too.
Occasionally, we find some old barbed wire here that's made all together different than what it is. Make it out around the edges where people used to live and find some maybe rolls of wire where it rolled up and just left there.
Find it rustic.
Yeah.
Regarding these fences, what would you call the extension that you might build above the top rail to save lumber while keeping the fence high enough to hold any big animals? Do you have any fence like that? Something that maybe called a rail fence or anything else like that. Have you heard of those?
No, I don't believe I'm familiar with that kind of fence.
When you set up a barbed wire fence, you must dig holes to put in the...
Holes.
Okay. What did you call just one of those?
Fence post.
Okay. Now, if you were to make a fence or a wall out of loose stones or the rock, the rocks that you remove from the field, as sometimes is done, would you call that in particular kind of fence or wall?
Well, sometimes they don't move their rock when they pick out of the field and make them a rock wall there to protect washing, maybe a driveway or something like that.
Okay, this is a different kind of